Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello and welcome to Fearless Generations. Here we are in Washington, D.C. We've just finished a Fearless Living, Fearless Foundation workshop. We've been here since, I don't remember what day we came here. I think we've been here since Thursday. And we've had a wonderful time working with our community and catching up with our friends and had nearly 40 amazing people who just went through Fearless Living, Fearless Foundation's workshop, and let me tell you, they changed their lives, and it was amazing. We were able to see people come in on Friday, and their whole demeanor and presence changed by the time we were finished on Sunday. It was amazing. I just love being a part of this work and what it does to help people to make better decisions, to understand their process, and to move forward in their lives towards their goals and dreams. It was amazing, and it was wonderful to be here with Kelly and her husband, Jay, who attended the workshop and just really had an amazing experience himself. In fact, earlier today, Kelly and Jay did a Facebook Live presentation talking about their experience this week, and it was amazing. So we usually start out our show by talking about what we've done the previous week, and so this is kind of what we've done, and so it's a way for us to integrate the last step in the Fearless journey and to also prepare to begin a new journey with you starting in October. So it'll be our next show. We'll be in October, and we'll be ready to start again, and so we'll be thinking of a new goal to carry through for another year of planning and working towards a new goal. So, Kelly, how are you this evening? And here in Washington, D.C., it's midnight, so we're kind of ready to go to bed, but we now know why our friends on the East Coast may have difficulty listening to our show at the time of it being live. So how you doing, Kelly?
I am great, actually. I stay up late, so this is not late for me. But I think this week was amazing, and we've actually flew out on Wednesday, but most of Wednesday was a travel day. We got here pretty late Wednesday, and then we were able to be here all day Thursday and then start with the support part of the Fearless Foundation workshop Thursday night and getting everything ready for everyone to begin on Friday morning. So it was a really exciting workshop. We had three full days of working with these amazing people, and I talked a little bit about that on the Facebook Live video. Please check that out on our Facebook page if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about my experience with supporting and Jay's experience with participating, because we talked about that on there. And it was just a really great weekend, not only to see the growth and the transformation of the people in the workshop, to also see Jay's, but to also be there and to feel the Fearless Living, spirit, and to be with our fellow coaches and to be there with Rhonda was just really uplifting and exactly what I needed for myself. So it was a really great weekend with that. We also got to spend some time today with my niece Riley in downtown D.C. going to memorials and seeing different things. We did a little Facebook Live video about that as well at the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial. And being out in the city, it was a very cool day. It was very nice to be walking around, and because we haven't been really out walking around for the last 3 days because we've been in the hotel and just very focused on supporting the workshop. So it was really nice to get out today to walk around, to be with my niece Riley, and to also be able to kind of talk about the workshop and everything that we kind of got from it a little today. I'm sure it will continue as we go forward.
Yeah, it was an amazing day. We got to go to several memorials that I hadn't seen. I haven't been here for a little over a year, and it was really a pleasant day because the weather was good. We had rather warm weather with high humidity, and today it was really cool. It rained just a tiny bit, and it was a little bit windy, but it was nice and cool and lovely. We were able to go by the new African American Smithsonian Museum. I was hoping we'd be able to go, but once we got here, we found out that tickets were sold out, and we should have gotten them months ago, but I didn't realize that, so I'll have to come again so we can go to that new museum. But we had a really, really pleasant time. We rode the metro into the city from here. We're staying in Alexandria, which is just right outside of the city. And we had just a lovely, lovely day. And so it was a chance for us to wish our friends safe journeys home. And tomorrow we'll be, Riley's going to come in again and take us to the airport, and we'll be able to start our journey back to California. So it's been very, very pleasant, and connecting with our friends, meeting and making new friends, and just having an opportunity to love on each other and really practice the principles of fearless living, all the ones that we've been talking about this whole year, about connecting and being aware and willing and surrendering to the process and practicing our intentions and looking at the possibilities of enlarging our understanding and going deeper in our own work. So it's been a really wonderful time. So this is our last opportunity to integrate the principle that we've been talking about this month, which is love, and especially love for ourselves. So this weekend was certainly an act of commitment and love for each of us, for Kelly and I, and for Jay as well, to invest in ourselves, to travel here to Washington, D.C., and to participate in this amazing workshop. It was an act of loving ourselves enough to invest the time and the money to come here and to support others as they start their fearless journey as well. So, Kelly, what was the principle that we wanted to talk about tonight in the ways that we integrate love into our journey? Is that really what we're going to kind of end up this year with? And then we'll talk about preparation for our new year's commitment.
Well, actually, we are just doing, tonight we have scheduled just doing the integration of step 12, which is love. And then next week we were going to do a review of last year and what we gained with our focus, and then stating what our new focus is and any goals that we might have for the coming year as we go forward with the steps again, and what we hope might come with this new focus that we've chosen. So tonight we're just going to be talking about step 12, and then next week we'll be reviewing and then getting excited about the coming new year.
Awesome. So what would you like to share with our listeners concerning the integration of love into their journey?
Well, I talked a little bit about it on the Facebook Live video, but so I don't really want to repeat myself hopefully too much, but I think that this whole year has been, my focus has been self-love, and so I think it's kind of poetic that we're ending with love as well. I mean, I knew that was coming, but I've learned a lot about loving myself this year, and not just doing specific things for myself, which is something that I mentioned earlier about how I made sure that I could fully show up for the workshop by doing specific things for myself to make sure that I was taking care of myself and able to be fully present in the room and do the things that I needed to do this weekend to support the workshop. But I think there's also things that I've learned to do this year that we've talked about this month, like setting boundaries and, you know, just judging myself less, or I guess letting go of certain judgments that I have had, and really loving and accepting myself for who I am, and all of that comes with that. So accepting the fact that I've made choices that I don't necessarily love that I've made, and just looking at those and saying, okay, well, I made these choices and they were choices. They don't define me. And letting that go and moving forward and making different choices, making better choices for me and for my family and for my business, making better choices for, you know, in loving myself and with setting boundaries for myself. And most of the boundaries that I've set, I've put on myself, not necessarily put out for to push away others or to hold others to any type of standard, but holding myself to a particular standard and saying, this is the amount of time that I can give someone and still be okay and still have enough left for me and for the people in my immediate family that I want to give a certain level as well to, and being okay with only being able to give that level of support to others outside of my immediate family, be it friends, be it clients, be it other coaches in the community, be it whatever, because I do love supporting others, but when I do it to the point where I leave nothing for myself or for my family, then it does not support me. So it's just learning those, I guess boundaries is the word. I couldn't think of anything else, but to my energy of how much can I give, how much, you know, can I, you know, when do I need to stop, basically, and can I be okay with that? And really learning that and accepting that and being okay with that, with my self-talk, with my self-care, and just reaching out possibly in new ways and you know, letting things go when I couldn't be there, or when you know, the other person may not be getting back to me as quickly as I would like, you know, not letting that be about me and not taking it to mean that our connection isn't special or whatever I might, you know, have previously told myself, and just kind of calming down the intensity around those connections. And I think I've done a lot of work with that personally, especially this year, but also I think this month when we've been talking about letting go of judging and letting go and also setting boundaries.
Yeah. And I think that's really been apparent at this workshop as well, as we've helped others to recognize their process, how they make decisions, whether they're making those decisions out of fear or out of freedom. And just the way we react and the way we set boundaries and the way we give and receive love and the way that we love ourselves by letting go of the past, letting go of the way people may behave, just taking responsibility for our own behavior and recognizing that we're all a part of the human race. We all make decisions based on fear. We all do things just to get our needs met, and helping people to understand and then reaffirm our own core needs. You know, what is it that we need the most to feel whole, to be true to our to true to our nature and true to ourselves. And that's the way we love ourselves, is to understand our nature, understand what it is that triggers us to get on our wheel of fear, and also how to break that cycle by recognizing our fear responses and then initiating self-affirming and proactive behaviors. And that's really one of the most, I think, helpful and brilliant parts of Rhonda Britton's work, is her development of the Wheel of Fear and the Wheel of Freedom, and how you can recognize when fear, you're making decisions out of fear, you're acting out of fear, you're speaking out of fear, you're judging out of fear, or when are you acting and judging and feeling and behaving in freedom? And sometimes the choices that we make may be to pull away from a situation, but do we pull away out of fear or do we pull away out of freedom? Do we nurture with compassion or do we respond in fearful ways and withdraw and maybe tell lies or just not be honest with ourselves or others out of fear rather than in freedom, walking in our power, invoking our faith and our values in a way that supports us personally. It's really been amazing for me to help others to come into this understanding that is so groundbreaking in terms of transformation of personal health, and that's understanding how we can get stuck on our wheel of fear with fear running our lives, or how we can be on a wheel of freedom where we are being proactive and we're loving ourselves in a way that affirms our purpose and our goals and our faith and values, and we believe in ourselves. And so it's really affirming as well as giving you an opportunity to go deeper into the work of understanding and being able to ask yourself, was that a fear response or was that a proactive behavior? And it all is, where did it come from and how true is it to your nature and how you love and treat yourself with compassion. So it was really helpful for me to be a supporter in the program and in this workshop, because I could take notes. I could also assist and coach other people. I worked with a group of four ladies who are just amazing in their commitment to uncover their wheel of freedom and their trigger that just puts them into this cycle of fear, as well as to admit and accept and embrace their essential nature, which might be that one thing they've denied themselves the most, and then to develop proactive behaviors that will assist them in accepting that essential nature that lives within their soul. So it was just really an amazing opportunity, and I'll go home with a more clear understanding of my own essential nature and how to use my proactive behaviors more effectively, and to be able to discern if my behavior, my actions, my thoughts, my feelings are coming from a place of fear or they're coming from a place of freedom. And so that's going to be helpful to me as I go into this next cycle of our show, so that I can once again choose a goal that will assist me in coming closer to my essential nature, the person that I was intended to be, the person that my Heavenly Father created my soul in order to learn to love myself and to love others. So that was a great benefit for me this weekend as well. I was supporting, but at the same time, I was supported. And that's just the way this community works. And that's one of the amazing reasons I am so committed to the community of Fearless Living.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the best things about coming to a workshop, is that you have a tendency to receive just as much as you give, and the community itself is so supportive. Rhonda was very supportive. The coaches are very supportive. The coaches that we had here at the support team are just amazing. We have had, you know, actually we've had most of them on our show, because we try to bring just amazing people on the show for our listeners, for all of you to, you know, to hear, to grow from as well, because we have grown from them so much that we want, you know, the ability for you to hear and grow from them as well. And it's just a great opportunity to really give yourself that time to reflect and to listen and to fully delve into the information that Rhonda provides at a Fearless Foundation workshop. And it's kind of funny, every time I go through the wills with someone or hear about the wills, you know, my fear will come up and go, oh, are you sure you have the right one? And I think that kind of happens with quite a few people. But, you know, it's just, you know, getting that information again, hearing it again, really learning about how we all get triggered and we all act in fear sometimes, but that as we become more aware and we're willing and we connect with ourselves, we can hold ourselves accountable and move forward, surrendering to the process. You know, all of the 12 steps that we've talked about, have compassion for ourselves, you know, be present and all of those things, and really trust ourselves and move forward in our passion with love and go for those possibilities that we now see because we become aware. And, you know, shift from our will of fear to our will of freedom and make different choices. I love Fearless Living, and it has really changed my life. And I love every opportunity I have to be with Rhonda and to be able to share with her my gratitude for, you know, having the courage to put Fearless Living together and to be such a warrior of putting it out in the world so that everyone can have access to it and be a part of it. And I think this weekend I really was able to just really believe in myself. And one of the things that I wrote down was that I believe my fear that I am capable and that I'm, you know, as I like to use, that I'm a rock star, is that my fear of that is much bigger than I'm not a rock star or I'm not capable. And I think that as we go forward this year, or at least in this month of love, I've really started to accept that I am a rock star in my life and with the things that I do and the things that I'm capable of doing. And, you know, really just accepting that and stepping into that and owning that, I think, is a big part of loving myself. And I'm really excited for what this new year and new year of going through the steps is going to bring. I'm not quite sure and solid on my focus for next year because I just have all these different possibilities running around in my head, and I really want to commit on one that I feel is going to be the best one to propel me forward. But I'm really excited to continue loving myself more and stepping into love more, because I know that as I do so, I will be able to love the people around me, love our listeners, the Fearless Living community, the Fearless Generation community, more and more, and that we'll be able to provide you with more inspiration, I hope, to help you with your progression and loving yourself more. So I'm really excited by that, those possibilities of just loving myself more and stepping into that more.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. I feel like we couldn't have done something that would have been more supportive than attend this and support this workshop in helping us to culminate this year in our life and be prepared to step out into another year committed to ourselves. And that starts with loving ourselves. So mm-hmm. I'm going to be going this weekend, actually, Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to be going to a workshop in Pasadena with Dr. Jess Spencer, who's a coach who helps people to take their goal and put it through a process that, according to the the goal, how it, you know, it may take 6 months, it may take 6 years to accomplish, depending on what the goal is, but a way to systematically be responsible for achieving that goal and achieving success in that goal. So I'm really looking forward to that, because that will help me to set my goal for next year as we work together through these 12 steps. So I'll have his cycle of success, working towards a goal, plus the 12 steps to freedom that Rhonda's developed, and be able to work those synergistically together so that I can reach my goal, whatever that goal might be, and just really focus on that for the coming year. So it seems like things have come together really nicely in order to step out into a new year, and I'm excited to do that with my wonderful co-host, who has made so much progress, and her life is going to change a lot in this new year, because she's going to add her sixth child to her family, and she'll be able to utilize these tools and continue teaching them to her children, so that since she and her husband both are committed to this process, to help them to also be able to love themselves and to step into their power and be able to develop their nature and their lives from a very young age, so that they can have these skills as well, which I think is really a great blessing for her family.
Man. Well, thank you. That is definitely a goal. We actually have a caller tonight, other than our faithful listener. So let's open the mic and see if they have a question or a comment they would like to share. Hello?
Hello. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Oh, that's fine. This is Bubba from the Backwoods. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good. Do you have a question for us about step 12, love, whatever integration you're going through?
Well, let me ask you a question now. What is step 12? Is that AA, like in the step 12 program at AA, or no?
No, we are doing the step 12, the 12 steps to freedom, and tonight we are doing the integration of the last step, which is love.
Well, you know, I had two steps of freedom in my life. When I stepped out of a patrol car, I took two steps out of it, and I wasn't handcuffed, and it was the freedom I got. But I was just calling in to see what you think about that. Isn't that wonderful?
Well, yes. That particular type of freedom, I'm sure, was very wonderful to be able to actually be not behind bars.
Yes, release. Yeah, release is the name of it. Without tased or shot, too. God bless it, I'll tell you. I didn't even have my hands up. They had me handcuffed. They said, put your hands up, but I couldn't put them up. I said, officer, I'm handcuffed. What's the problem here? You know, how do I put them up behind my back, you know? But, you know, I'm just joking with you. I'm Bubba from the Backwoods. I'm having a good time on a radio show, and I'm a comedian. I thought I'd call in and see what answers I can answer on this program tonight to liven it up, make it not so salty or so, you know, negative, but good. You can tell me. Come on. I'll answer any questions you get on the radio show tonight.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, so I'm
sorry
for that.
Yeah, that's
but
what happens every time, yeah.
We thank you for calling in. So thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Kelly Lynn, and I will see you in California tomorrow night. Together we will travel home, so have a great evening, and just remember that we're going to be starting in on our new year, and get ready to travel down the road of freedom.
Yes, exciting stuff. All right, well, be fearless.
Good night.